All right, Farmer Greg.
Where are we at?
Chill hours.
Chill hours. Oh, yeah. So the things you need to know before you buy your fruit tree. Chill hours is one of them. We get approximately 350 hours of chill. Chill is anything under about 39 degrees here in the low desert. I've recently, in the past year, since we just finished our hottest month ever, I've kind of been tweaking that down a little bit to 300 hours of chill. So if you walk up to that tree and look at the tag, and on the tag it doesn't say how many chill hours are required, do not buy that tree. I was at a big box store about 3 years ago, and do you know that there are hundreds of different varieties of peaches? Do you know that?
I didn't know hundreds of.
Yeah, there's hundreds of different varieties of peaches that grow around the world. There's about a dozen that will produce here in the low desert. And so I was at this big box store, and I walked up to this peach, and the tag, I read the tag, it said peach. That was it. No variety, no chill hours, no nothing. That peach will likely, you know, there's a likelihood it will never make peaches here. So chill hours is really important. Look at the tag. If it doesn't say, 200 hours chill or 500 hours chill, if it says 500 hours chill, don't buy it. I know, I've tried. Because you're never going to get fruit. So that's number one thing about making sure that you need to know before you buy your trees. The number two thing you need to know is about root stock. So these days, most fruit trees are grafted together. They take a root stock that does really well in desert soils and put it on top of, say, a peach tree, a desert gold peach. And so Nema Guard and a desert gold peach is going to do really well here. Nema Guard on my row, Desert Gold on my row is probably not going to do really well here. So there's very specific root stocks for here in the low desert. Now, we all have smartphones, right? We all have smartphones these days. If you're standing there at one of these stores and there is a root stock tag on the tree, use your smartphone and see if it's the kind of root stock that does well here in the low desert. If there's not a rootstock on the tree, don't buy the tree. This goes for citrus. It goes for deciduous trees, apples, peaches, apricots, plums, those kinds of things. So you have to know what the rootstock is and if it does well here in the desert. Now, I have an education program, or fruit tree education program. We got you covered on all that. So we do low chill. We do on the right rootstocks. The third thing you need to know, and this is something I discovered a few years ago, and that is, when does the fruit ripen? So if you're planting a peach or an apple or an apricot or plum or grapes or berries in your yard, and they are ripe on the tree after about July 1st, what I have found with many decades of experience on this is that the fruit just cooks on the tree. It just... You know, if you have an August peach, I did this, I tried. I planted an August Pride peach a few years ago, and the peaches never matured, and they were small golf balls, and they just fell off the tree and didn't do anything. So the three things that you absolutely have to know is how many chill hours you have here in the low desert. I'd say 300. So you need to make sure on your deciduous trees, this does not count for citrus, on your deciduous trees, they're less than 300 hours of chill. You need to make sure that they're on the right rootstock, and you need to make sure that they ripen at the correct time, which is before July 1st.
And on those chill hours, there also be where you're talking about the chill hours and the rootstock, it should say the nursery as well. And there's two predominant ones that are pretty common around here that both come over from California that are pretty good. If it's Dave Wilson or Ellie Cook, those are...
Yeah, and unfortunately, Ellie Cook is no longer in business. They went out of business a couple of years ago. But Dave Wilson trees are good. You just have to make sure, because Dave Wilson sells high-chill trees. They also sell trees on all kinds of different kinds of rootstock. So you have to make sure that you're getting the correct ones for our low desert. So
those all of a sudden, I'm beginning to realize why I've never had a fruit tree ever do one thing. The only fruit tree I've ever seen survive in my yard is the one I have cut to the ground and poured root and stump killer down its throat by the gallon. It's a pomegranate tree. I cannot kill it.
Yep. Yeah. And pomegranates do well here.
And I did not know that about Ellie Cook. That's a shame. They were, again, another example out of Visalia, California.
Yeah.
Since 1944, they'd been around and just gone.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it was really sad a couple of years ago because it really took out some of our baseline trees that we can no longer get, which is unfortunate. Plus, the other challenge that we have is we only have one commercial grower of citrus in the state. Period. It's Sunset Citrus Nursery down in Yuma. You know, there's Greenfield Citrus. They're great. They're not a commercial grower. But if you, you know, you can always check with Greenfield Citrus. They're out in Mesa. But that really puts us, the nurseries, in a pinch because, especially the past 6 months, citrus has not been available to buy from our wholesaler. And because of the quarantines that we have around the citrus psyllid, nobody will ship in from California.
And that's something different than the quarantine we're in right now. This is a citrus quarantine for
exactly.
This insect that has started to populate around Florida, California. I think there was one they found in Yuma, but they had that one
locked down,
contained, and what's the insect?
Citrus psyllid. Yeah, Asian citrus psyllid.
More talking fruit trees here with Farmer Greg at Rosie on the House. We're making our way through the keys to success, so we're going to talk about proper planting for the environment. How to put that in the ground where you've got, what was your stat about the organic, less than 1% organic matter in our dirt?
In our dirt, yep, exactly.